Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the second perek, the first and the second Mishnah. Rabbi Ezer Omer, Parat Chatat Hamuberes Kshera, a cow of purification, which is pregnant, is fit. The Chachamim Poslim, but the Chachamim, the sages say it's not fit. Rabbi Ezer Omer, Eina Nilkachas Min HaGoyim. Rabbi Ezer says it cannot be bought from the Goyim, from the non-Jews. V'chachamim makshirim, the sages say it's fine. V'lo zubil vad, not only this, Ela kol karbonas hasibur v'hayachid boin meha'aretz u'mechutz la'aretz, min hechodesh u'min hayashen, chutz min ha'omer u'shtei halechem, she'enen boin ela min hachodesh u'min ha'aretz. That, not only that, but also all offerings for the community and for the individual can come from the Eretz Yisrael, from the land of Israel, or from outside the land of Israel, from new and from old, except for the Omer and the two loaves, the Shnei Lechem. Those have to be from new and from the land of Israel. Okay? And again, the reason the pregnant cow is fit, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is because it's considered part of the body of the cow. The sages say it's considered separate, so therefore it's not fit, because it's in performing, it's currently performing work, which is the carrying of a fetus. And the reason Rabbi Eliezer says you can't buy a paraduma from a Gentile, from a non-Jew, is because we suspect that they may have allowed it to procreate inappropriately with animals that are not of its own kind, and that is considered a blemish to the paraduma. And the sages permit it because since such relations between animals make the animal sterile, we don't feel that this is the case because we don't think anybody would want to make their animal sterile. And as far as from the land and outside the land, so even though most of these would be brought from non-Jews outside of the land of Israel, when we say not only this, we say that not only with the paraduma do they differ in this argument, but all communal and individual offerings, they also are disagreeing on this argument. And then the reason for the exception of the Omer and the Shnei Lechem is because it says specifically in the Torah when you come to the land by the Omer, and it says until the Mar of the seventh week, you shall count 50 days, and you will offer a new meal offering to the Lord by the Shnei Lechem. Mishnah 2. Par shekarineha utlafeha shchorim yagur. A cow whose horns and hooves were black, you can chop them off, the blackness. Galgal ha'ayin v'hashinayim v'aloshen enem poslim bapar. And an eye socket, the teeth, the tongue, don't render the par unfit. So if they're black, they don't render the par unfit. V'hananeses k'shera. And the dwarf cow is fit. That's a blemish in a person and renders a kohen unfit for temple service, but it's not considered a blemish in a animal. Haita bas yabeles v'chatacha Rav Yehuda posel. If there's a wart and you cut it off, Rav Yehuda holds that makes it unfit. Rav Shimon omer kol makom shenital v'loha ela makomo sear adam psula. That if at the place where it was removed, hair had not sprout from it, red hair did not sprout from it, then it's unfit. So, but if red hair did sprout from that place, then it is fit. Now, Rabbi Yehuda will disqualify it even if red hair sprout from it, because being imperfectly red, such hair is considered defective, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow, we'll learn Mishnahs 3 and 4.